There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, we got a lot to get into. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bob Fesco. Fesco, happy that you can make some time for us. What do you make of this breaking news right now about the stadiums? I guess the stadium regarding the Chiefs, not the Royals.
Yeah, all right. So I just actually literally got off the phone with a very, very tied-in source to what's going on right now with the state of Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs. So this is the information that I have that is up to date as of now. And again, this all can change as the days and, you know, the time continues to tick. But where we stand right now are the LCC meetings have been scheduled for weeks. That's not new information. That's been on public record, I think, for about 3 weeks now, that this group, the LCC, is going to meet in Kansas. What the LCC is, for layman's terms, to bury all the minutiae, that they're the people who approve the Starbond District. So they have to give their approval for anything to happen. Monday's meeting, like I said, has been scheduled for a while. The information that I just got that literally just changed within the last 5 to 7 minutes is that the Chiefs are not 100% going to Topeka on Monday. The Chiefs will be going to Topeka on Monday if they have everything figured out with the state of Kansas and with them, and the deals are agreed upon and the LCC is going to approve a deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. The LCC could also approve a counter offer to the Kansas City Chiefs. If that's what they're going to do, then the Chiefs aren't going to Topeka on Monday.
That's interesting. How likely do you think that scenario is? Is the LCC, are they preparing to put a counter offer together?
I don't. Nobody seemingly knows the answer to that question at this point in time. They're still negotiating to do with the state of Kansas, and they're still negotiating with the state of Missouri right now. And like I said, this may be different than what I just said on KMBZ about 20 minutes ago. That's because of the news cycles, Carrington, that we're in right now that is constantly changing. At this point, from what I've been told by a source close to the situation, there is no deal with the state of Kansas at this time. Now, that doesn't mean 10 minutes from now, the lawyers will call everybody and say the deal is done. That doesn't mean tomorrow. That doesn't mean over the weekend something, you know, can't get done. But I think there is going to be some serious pressure from the state of Kansas to the folks at the LCC to get this deal done on Monday. Now, that being said, there's the possibility that this deal doesn't get done on Monday. So as of this moment, there is no deal with the state of Kansas, and the Chiefs at this time are not preparing to go to Topeka unless they know that the LCC is approving everything and all the I's and T's are dotted and Kansas has agreed to what the Chiefs want, the Chiefs agree to what Kansas wants. They've got a legitimate deal on paper that they're ready to go. If the LCC is going to just vote to approve an extension, then they are not going to go to Topeka, Kansas to be there for them to sign some papers on an extension.
Yeah, but I guess at least when it comes to this, at least how I don't want to put words into your mouth, but based on how it sounds to me like Kansas and the Chiefs are, I mean, this is first and goal from the 3-yard line. Sure, there's a chance you might not score a touchdown in this scenario, but the overwhelming percentage is that you're about to score.
Yeah, I think that's, yes. I don't think you're wrong by saying that unless you try to throw three fade patterns to the corner of the end zone and don't use your running game, which we've seen before, then you're not going to score. But I think what we're looking at right now is, you know, the final details trying to get finalized. And there are still some, and I couldn't get the information about what those hurdles were. So I know everybody wants to, oh, what are they still trying to finalize? I don't know. I wasn't able to get that information, but the information that we do have, like I said, is that the meeting is set for Monday. They could approve a stadium or they could approve an extension. If they approve an extension, well, then we're all sitting there going, come on, what are we doing? Like, everybody wants this to be over, Carrington.
Yeah, I guess this is how I feel about this. And maybe this is like a controversial stance as like a proud Missourian. I will feel very different about the Royals going to Kansas than I will about the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs have ever really presented a plan or really made it feel like they want to stay in Missouri. They put together a half-assed renovation plan for people to vote on. People told them no. They've never discussed building a new stadium where they currently are, and they've said the area they're in is not viable. Like, I understand, if I'm looking at it completely neutral, I understand why a team would want to take the money and move to the suburbs. That is not a unique thing that is happening right now in America. It'll be very different with the Royals. The Royals, I think, have told you at almost every single turn they want to be in Missouri. To lose the Royals to Kansas, to me, would be a very different thing, because that would be a tremendous
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Fumble on their part.
Well, I mean, the Royals wanted to be in Missouri, and so did the Chiefs, and then the leadership took over. Mayor L, Frank White, all these people who just absolutely killed any opportunity for both of these teams to stay. And that's why I said on February 26, 2024, over almost 2 years ago now, that if Jackson County votes no, there will be other municipalities ready to pounce and to bring these two teams to their municipalities. And people didn't want to hear that. I was the town crier. I was a nut. I didn't know what I was talking about. Nobody's going to move to Kansas. Well, Lockton moved to Kansas. The Royals and Chiefs are this close to moving to the state of Kansas, and the balance of power in this town is now leaving KC Mo, and it's moving to the Kansas side of the state line.
Yeah, it's interesting you feel that, Bob, because I guess I'm just looking at it differently. Like, I don't look at it like the Chiefs really wanted to stay in Missouri. You're, at least when you're hearing what you're reporting, do you think that they've done everything they can to make it work in Missouri? Where I feel like the Royals have done everything they can to make it work in Missouri, and they just haven't gotten in the same page. If you're telling me that that plan that the Chiefs put together was their best plan to stay in Missouri, they were not passionate about it.
Well, they were willing to accept that, though, to stay for another, 20, 25 years or whatever it would have been in the state of Missouri. And they're still working with the state of Missouri behind the scenes. I think what people and all of us fail to realize is that the Royals have been their thing has been a lot more public than the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs have done everything behind the scenes. They've done everything quiet. There haven't been a lot of leaks. There haven't been a lot of people talking about what was going on with the Chiefs. And that's the smart way, to do it. You want to keep everything kind of, quiet. And the Royals, of course, were obviously more outspoken when the vote failed in Jackson County and KC Mo. I mean, we talked about, Mrs. Sherman and the comments she had on Facebook, how disappointed she was, in the vote failing. John's a guy who lives in KC Mo, clearly wanted that downtown ballpark. I've wanted that downtown ballpark for years, since 2002, when it was going to be a 20th and Grand, and Glass didn't want to pay for it back then. So, I mean, it's just one of these things that they've tried, and now they've got a municipality, the Royals do, in Overland Park, who obviously in open arms are welcoming them. I don't know why Leawood talks. They have no say in anything. So, that's a municipality that's kind of kept quiet. You haven't heard much out of Johnson County. You haven't heard much out of Wyandotte County. You haven't heard much out of Overland Park or Olathe or Shawnee, the two areas that have been rumored for the Chiefs practice facility. Everybody on the Kansas side has signed NDAs and kind of kept quiet in this. So I think that's why maybe you feel that way, is just because the Chiefs thing has been kept so kind of mum through all of this.
Last thing here, Bob, let's say the first of the year. So let's give them another 2 weeks. Do you think we get an announcement that the Chiefs are moving officially to Kansas?
By the first of the year, Carrington, I hope we know what both teams are doing. I don't think there's any more reason, for the most part, to continue to drag this thing out. I talked to somebody last week very close to this situation, and I just got the response back, closure soon. And I was like, okay, good. That's what everybody wants, I think, in all of this.
That is Bob Fesco joining us on the show today. Bob, man, we look forward to hearing more about this in the morning.
You got it, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.